Moncrief on News Talk.
A day before the Venice Film Festival started, there was another event featuring films you get inside rather than merely watch. Filmmakers are becoming increasingly interested in virtual reality as a storytelling medium, and in time, it might replace the traditional form. Michelle Rayak is founder of Venice Immersive. Michelle, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
So if somebody goes to see one of these enriched reality pieces, is it like VR? You're wearing a headset of some sort?
Yes, for the moment, for a truly immersive experience, you do need to wear a headset on your face. That's not, it's still not very comfortable. And that's what I see as the main obstacle to a wide distribution of VR. It's just not very comfortable. When in a couple, maybe 3 years from now, the headsets will become more like big sunglasses, that's when everyone will be truly excited about experimenting and experiencing VR.
And at the moment, people put on these headsets. Are they sitting? Can they walk around? Well, you know, if they want to be kind of interactive with the environment they're in.
There are all kinds of different setups. You can put on the headset in your living room at home and be sitting in your couch, and then you will be moving either with gestures of your fingers or your hands, or just handling a sort of joystick in your hand. But you can also, outside of the home, go to what we call LBE, location-based entertainment, places where you can be with 200 other people in the same space, walking around and experiencing the virtual reality world you're in as if you were walking in it physically.
And are you aware of the other 199 people there? Or does it feel like you're experiencing it yourself?
No. You are aware. You see the other people as sort of ghostly figures to make sure you don't bump into them. It's quite an experience.
Yeah. So when it comes to the pieces that you're showing at Venice Immersive, these are narrative-based pieces. They're telling a story. Is that largely the case?
Yes, more and more. The field of enriched realities, virtual reality, is learning a lot currently from cinema. And we're seeing more and more experiences in immersive that truly trigger emotions, deeper feelings, empathy, and shared experiences with your fellow spectators at the same time. So definitely, enriched reality is becoming a storytelling medium.
But it wouldn't be interactive, I assume, at this point.
Interactivity is part of the essence of enriched reality. When you can, through your gestures, through your interactions with other simultaneous users or with avatars, or when you can pick up objects that are significant in the story, that provides an incredibly deeper and more intense experience with the narrative world, to the point that sometimes after remembering an experience, some people have a difficulty remembering whether they experienced that particular situation in real life, in the physical world, or in VR.
Hmm. And so, say, for instance, there's a scene where there's a room with two people having a conversation. You can walk around that room, can you, and pick up objects in that room?
You can. This is what we call six degrees of freedom, that allows you to walk around, join the conversation in real time. That conversation can be pre-recorded. It can also be monitored by an embarked artificial intelligence in the avatars, and these can react to whatever you say to them, even though there's no live performer impersonating these avatars. So yes, the interactivity can be in all kinds of ways, and closer to the experience of physical reality, and that is greatly thanks to the use of artificial intelligence.
Though I imagine a lot of these, or do they feature live actors?
Yes, there is a platform which is extremely popular called VR Chat. In VR Chat, you can go in worlds. There are thousands of worlds that have been built by individuals, and you can meet other people, and you can also participate in performances. They can be dance performances, theater performances, performed live by live actors that may be in different parts of the world and who are represented by avatars performing live with you and for you. So it's that kind of situation where you can actually be surrounded by the actors or by the dancers, be a part of the show in a way that is incredibly more immersive than sitting in a theater and watching a show.
So if you could give us an example of some of the, I don't know, do we call them films anymore, that are being shown at Venice Immersive?
We're being a little cowards, you know, in how we name these things. We call them projects or experiences. We don't call them films anymore. The immersive community talks about movies as flatties, meaning there are these shows that are on a flat screen. In Enrich Reality, you are in the middle of the space. You're absolutely surrounded by the space. So in the case of a performance like Blur is a piece that comes from Taiwan by Craig Quintero that we premiered in Venice Immersive. Before you put on the headset, you're welcomed into a space with six other participants, spectators, by live performers who welcome you, who ask you a few questions about who you are. They then invite you to put on the headset. When you put on the headset, you can see through the headset, you can still see the live actors starting to perform for you and around you. And slowly, that sort of diffuses into a virtual landscape in which the same actors are now digitized into avatars that look like them, but they're now performing as avatars. And then you're going to go with them through all kinds of surreal and dreamlike experiences, only to come back later at the end of the show to them. And through your headset, you start seeing them again in real life, in the physical space around you, until you take off your headset and you continue the action live with those performers. So this kind of experience is something that really merges the physical and the virtual in totally magical ways.
And would you anticipate that eventually this will replace traditional movies?
No, I think that movies will remain the same way that books remain. You know, when you want to read something, you can choose between your tablet or your phone and buying a paper book. The pleasure of handling a book made of paper is something that is very reassuring because it belongs to a tradition. It connects you with history. It connects you with the past. And it's reassuring because it's an object that is like it used to be. Cinema, for me, is the same thing. I can't go to the movies much anymore because I'm always looking for the rest, you know, the rest beyond the screen, having just a rectangular flat screen in front of me for a story is very limiting for me because I'm used to having the story deploy all around me. So cinema will remain, but will remain as a sort of a vintage pleasure, something nostalgic, a way of the past.
Michelle Rayak is founder and co-curator of Venice Immersive. Michelle, thank you very much.
Thanks to you.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.